Hello.
Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Barry?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, sir. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law. Just in regards to
It was on Facebook. I was, you know, when it came up, where you in care? It's pre-24, and I was indeed. And I just put yes. And for them, what is it about? What's the...
Yep, so I can get into that for you, sir. So basically, the Scottish Government brought out the redress scheme in regards to any survivors who have been in care prior to 2004. There was a backlog that was occurring for the Scottish Government in regards to people going through civil claims. Instead, the Scottish Government brought out this scheme where they can designate a panel of three members to deal with these cases.
But when you say survivors of what exactly?
So survivors of abuse. So it's abuse something.
Right, I don't know that that was necessarily my experience. I don't remember. I was very young. I was from birth till five in the children's home, and then from 5 to 17 in foster care.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it was necessarily. I don't know that this abuse would be the right term. Do you know? I just wondered what I don't know if it was what it was meant by when you're in care before. You know, I just wondered what was the redress thing. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
So, for people who had really bad experiences, sort of thing.
Obviously, it can range from, you know, minimal abuse to you know, obviously, as you just said there, you know, bad experiences. The abuse covered is, you know, neglect, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse.
I think everyone goes through emotional. And the client when they're in care, it's just probably part of parcel of the situation, you know. It was 1970, I was in care, folks.
Yeah.
Honestly. 87. I don't know that necessarily attitude was abuse particularly. I think they did birth. I don't remember if I was a baby, right up till I was five.
Yeah.
I don't have many memories of that. I looked at my redacted records and a lot of it was blacked out, you know, which I thought was odd. And when you're a baby, when you're, you know, little, you don't know what's going on. I've left for lifelong sort of fear and trauma, but I think that's just going to happen to any kid that's been in the care system.
You could say that, Barry, but it's still, obviously, it's, you know, it still happened to you during your time in care. Obviously, if you just obviously said that, you know, there's fear and trauma faced. That's still wrongdoing within the care system.
There's no doubt about that. I think, I mean, I work with kids that come out of care, maybe for a homelessness charity sort of thing.
Yeah.
We work with them when they're in their flats, and we give them support, and the trauma's written right out of them. Do you know? I just wonder what it was, because I work with kids, I mean, there will be probably kids who've had direct abuse that I'm working with, who I could maybe discuss this with and pass on, but to be honest, I don't remember. I just always was very, you know, sort of traumatized and scared, but I think that any kid that's in care is going to have that. What was their experience? Was we did their best, there was, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think things like medical interventions and putting you on Ritalin and putting you on, you know, like the newest sort of treatments of. What do you call that stuff? It's fluoride treatments and, you know, like a gum shield and all that. We now know fluoride is a neurotoxin, don't we? But at the time we didn't. So I think it's just, there's a lot of things I do have, you know, sort of discussed. My foster parents have both passed, and you know, there's a lot of things that I look back as an adult and a parent myself, I don't agree with, and I wouldn't do it to my own children. But I don't think you can say it was directly abuse. But anyway, I just wondered what it was. But I certainly may pass this on, if you don't mind, to a lot of the kids I work with, because some of them actually have had, you know, like, what you would call omission or commission, you know?
I definitely think I
was traumatised through omission, not necessarily commission in some senses. But a lot of kids I work with did have that, and their stories are horrific.
Yeah, of course, I understand.
And again, when you're brought up in the 70s, you're a bit more resilient as well. Does that make sense?
I can agree with that, definitely, compared to, you know, the modern day.
The kids nowadays are very, very sort of fragile. But no, I just wondered what it was, because I wondered if it was something that, you know, just because you were in Kiev, the Scottish government were going to give you a bit of cash. But not if it was. No, I couldn't say no. My foster parents, they made some mistakes, I think, but they were tried. They did what they thought was best. But as far as being in from a baby to you know, the age of five in an actual care home. I was too young to remember anything, but I've always had lifelong fear and trauma. Just that you're different from other people in a sense, that you're less willing to engage in society and that sort of thing. And I guess, I suppose that's where I would do the work I do with the kids, because they're all very much similar.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll have a think about it, and I'll re-look at those papers, because a lot of it was redacted and stuff. And I don't know why that was the case from social work. But, you know, when I was about to have my own child, my own son, I requested the papers and tried to find out a bit more about my brother's family and everything. So, no, it's certainly something I didn't realise it was for, you know, abuse, as it were. I'll speak to some of the kids a lot, because I know a couple of them had horrific experiences.
Yeah, but of course, buddy. Obviously, we appreciate your inquiry, and that's why we're here to, you know, to
I just want to explore it just to see what it was really about, because obviously, it just said, have you been in the care system? We didn't say, have you suffered abuse, which maybe a little bit more, maybe would be wiser to put that on, because then people could, because some people didn't, they had great experiences in foster care, you know, very loving families. My experience was just, I got through it, you know. I don't say it was, they did their best. They were just like traditional old Scottish parents that whacked you about the place, you know. But that's what everybody did in the 70s and 80s. I mean, it wasn't, it's not like any, I don't think I had any different experience than any of the kids, you know, my mates that grew up, you know, getting pushed them, you know. But that was just the way it was in those days. Parenting was a different thing. So no, that's fine. And what I'll do is I'll have a look at that and I'll call back.
Of course, you're more than welcome to.
Comes up in that, because when I looked at it, I was all very emotional at the time, and I couldn't really take it all in. All right, thanks anyway. All the best.
That's okay, buddy. And just one more thing. If obviously when you are obviously with the people that you do work with. If any of them have been in care prior to 2004, so obviously before 2004, then obviously this scheme would be applicable to them. But obviously anything after,
if they weren't prior to that, right? Understood.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were born about 2003, 2000, you know, and they would have been in care then and right up until they were 16. So
yeah,
what, the kids in their 20s as well, right up to 26. So, but I appreciate that. It would have to be 2004, prior to 2004. All right, thanks very much. I just wondered what it was. It's just, it was very strange. You came up with, you were curious. Yes, it was. I wondered if it was something different. All right, thanks for your help.
Not a problem, buddy. You enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye bye.
Cheers, bye now.